On Saturday, freelance journalist Pamina's Tuso and Lulu Brenda Harris were briefly detained in order to delete footage they had recorded at the 22nd anniversary commemorations of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Alliance in Burnside, a suburb of Bulawayo. The two reporters were surrounded by security officers in civilian clothes as they filmed delegates streaming out of a meeting that had been ended by the police, effectively cutting short the address of the alliance's president, Nelson Chamisa. Police said that the meeting, which was only attended by the party's provincial executives, was illegal, though the party maintains that they had adhered with COVID-19 regulations. One of the journalists, Pamina's Tuso, told VOA that despite producing their accreditation cards, the security agents nevertheless insisted they destroy their work footage.
We tried to take footage of the people who were dispersing from the venue of the meeting. Then suddenly, two plainclothes security agents, and one of them claimed to be a military, approached us and asked us why we were taking some photos. We said, no, we were taking, this is a public place, we are allowed to take photos. Then he gave none of it and he impounded my camera and asked me to delete the footage which we had taken. I felt intimidated and I was not comfortable because we were dealing with the military according to what that person said. So it was really a scary moment for me as a journalist.
Meanwhile, the Media Institute of Southern Africa has strongly condemned the alleged police action as heavy-handed. The group says accredited journalists are protected by Section 62 of the country's constitution, which guarantees press freedom and access to information. Tabani Moyo, the national director of the organization, speaks.
So deliberately, this is an assault to the constitution of Zimbabwe, which guarantees media freedom. And when you see members of the police and the military outrightly spelling out that they don't have time to respect what is provided for in the constitution, it becomes an issue of deliberate crackdown of the media and probably a pointer to what is going to happen, especially as the lockdown regulations are relaxed and political activities allowed to resume. It shows that we are treading on thin ice and that performance or exercise of journalism in Zimbabwe depends on the mood of the politics of the day.
Meanwhile, National Police spokesman Paul Nyati said he only read about the incident on social media and that there was no official report of the alleged incident when this reporter sought clarification on the reason for the order by police to delete the footage from journalists' equipment. Observers such as Tabani Moyo says the government should allow journalists to do their work unhindered by orders from state security that are illegal and that breach the country's constitution. Reporting for VOA, this is Adi Gondo in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe.